Welcome to our podcast. Today we're going to be talking about Oceana. My name is Lucy Tumulty.
My name is Britton Murphy.
My name is Maya Galicia.
And I'm Alex Walker.
Today we're going to be talking about how the gender roles are different compared to America and Oceania Islands. Some of the duties that women have to do over in these islands involve them making clothes, learning their culture, and even like showing their children their culture as well. Also, they also do like acquiring with food, like kava, for example, which we'll get into. It's a very important thing. But in America, kava would be alcohol for us, which is illegal for certain ages. However, kava isn't. But yeah.
Speaking of kava, kava is a plant that's native to the Pacific Islands. It's used recreationally and medically, but recreationally it's meant to like give you a sense of relaxation, happiness, and in general it's just like a mood booster, and it gives you more of the ability to socialize. It's been an important part of the Pacific Islands culture for like 3,000 years now. They use it for social rituals and like religious ceremonies. It can be taken in many ways. It can be eaten as a pill. It can be eaten as a pill, ground up and made into a drink, or you can like chew the root to get it activated quicker. The active ingredient in kava itself is called kava lactones, and that interacts with the amygdala in the brain, and that regulates the emotions to ultimately kill that bad mood in the end. There's 100 different types of kava that are native to the Pacific Islands too, and the islands that cultivate kava are Fiji, Hawaii, Samoa, Tonga, and Vanuatu. I definitely pronounced that wrong. But it thrives basically where there's lots of rain, solid remains or soil remains moisturized, and the temperature and humidity are high. But not all Pacific Islands have it. It was actually originated in Vanuatu, but it was said that like Pacific Islanders carried it with like them to island because it can't necessarily just be grown. That's why it is so like important to the Pacific Islands culture.
I find it so interesting that kava hasn't really made it to the United States yet. It's definitely more just popular in the Pacific Islands, I would say, still, because there's so many drugs. I feel like we hear about, you know, getting imported from other countries, but this kava drug, it's so popular. I'm surprised, you know, people haven't even heard about it from the United States.
Yeah, I think it's really cool how, well, I know we saw a video on it in class, and I saw how it turned everybody's mouth different colors, usually red. And I think maybe that might be the turnoff for the United States, is having to see all of that in your mouth.
Right.
I mean, it also can give you like gum disease and stuff too.
Yeah, that too. And I think that's just not very popular over here.
Right. A lot of people want to hide the drugs that they're using or do it discreetly.
Yeah, for sure.
Not have it as public, I would say.
I think it's funny you guys are labeling it a drug, because it actually, like, the U.S. labeled it a drug, but, like, Pacific Islands do not consider it a drug at all. Like, they that it's just, like, if you use the properties well and, like, you don't over-abuse it, it only gives you, like, positive results. So
it's just kind of like an everyday thing for them. Like, it's almost just like eating food, like an essential, which is crazy to how we look at it. You know, just different mindsets we all have growing up.
So how do we sign up for this kava?
Seriously.
Is there an age requirement to like have it or no?
I would assume not, just because like at young age, I feel like everything starts at such a young age for like outside islands besides like the U.S. Like, I remember we were talking about in India, like how there's like 3-year-olds that smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy to me. Like, like different islands outside of the U.S. just start stuff so young. Like, alcohol, I know, is like legal at 18, like so many places.
Yeah. Almost every
pretty
other
much
place.
Everywhere
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
America's weird.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, on the topic of history, cultural knowledge is very important in Oceania. That's why, like I mentioned, like day to day that these women do, like with their jobs, they're not only just making food, making clothing and stuff like that, as we mentioned. But with making clothing, some ways that they made yarn over in these islands, like Micronesia, they use leaf fibers. They put like 3 to 6 of them together, knotted it together, which I think is pretty interesting, because because you don't see like industrial clothing unless it was like what we've seen in Tana with the one Christian family.
Yeah, they were so involved with the making of their own like clothes, like with the water and the stone. Like they'd had to do everything themselves.
And they taught their kids how to make their own clothes. But it's really interesting that like all those little like just those little strings can hold all of that together. Like with as much as they do, like it's crazy.
Yeah.
I think it's so like drastic how different the male and the females play in the tribe. So like, for example, we talked about the women like making clothes and like taking care of the household type deal. But in contrast, the guy's supposed to be like a protector and provider. But one thing that like really stuck out to me when talking about this stuff is that the males are supposed to be the protector and everything, but they sleep in a different hut than the women and the children, which is just fascinating.
Yeah, they love each other. That's what they didn't want to tell you.
Yeah.
No, that is crazy. Because like, why are all the men in one hut? It's not like the men have their separate huts.
What are you trying to say?
But yeah, it is very weird. They are not... protectors in the way, like, I don't know, especially with some of their weird traditions too as well, like they do not let these women get a chance to breathe or nothing.
What kind of traditions are you talking about specifically?
I'm talking about these mortuary feastings. Now if you don't know what that is, it's where people eat their deceased relatives. So the men, however, they would just eat the flesh. And deep down as a woman, I just feel like these men knew a little bit more than we did, because they let us eat the brain, and that is how we got it. Kuru, if you know what that is, it's a disease for like that you get from eating brains, which isn't good at all.
What does it do?
I mean, I'm sure he probably died.
It's like brain rot. Yeah. I think it just mentally like messes with your brain. You're eating another person's brain, another person's chemistry.
You probably lose your brain a little bit.
Yeah. Even the fact that it is like a feasting, it's kind of like, I don't know, just like the kava thing. Like, I feel like this one thing, I can see them being like, okay, yes, let's definitely ban this and get this done with, which they did. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's some still on the down low. Yeah, but, like, kava, for instance, they're not killing or not. Well, I guess they're already dead, but they're not, like, trying to harm themselves. Like, it doesn't hurt them. Like, alcohol and other illegal drugs in America do.
That was most popular in Melanesia, right?
Yeah.
Because they were known to be, like, the meanest and like
interesting people
guarding, like definitely had the most cannibalism and conflict. I would say
I think their whole island was just like really different from everybody else's. I mean, the people that they lived so close to each other, but every single tribe was different. There was not two tribes that were like together in unison. Like I think they had like the most diverse languages on that island, because no one spoke
They're
the same
so
language.
Tiny. Yeah,
they learned their own and like they're so isolated.
And even on each island, there were like 40 different dialects of the same language. Yeah. Each tribe had a little different thing that they were doing. Just kind of crazy.
And like we saw in the movie Tana, where man and woman that were in love, they set out to find a different tribe that would accept them, since they were wanted to be married for their love. And some of them had real looking clothes, and it's just crazy to me on the same small island that people can still be so different. Like they had clothes that we wear, and in Tana they were wearing, you know, those grass skirts, very exposed, and they just had no idea.
Yeah, I think that mainly because they were wearing clothes too. I think that's funny because like the Christian missionaries like really had a heavy influence on them. They told them that like once they brought God into their lives, like God thinks that that's a sin. Like you're walking around naked, and like they also told them, I think, about their rituals, about their mortuary feastings. I think they told them like that's a sin to God too. So they definitely helped them.
Just let them rest.
In some good way.
That's one of the good things they definitely did. Yeah. But you know, for negatives, we know, we heard they brought diseases and they killed so many people and so many tribes, and also the kidnappings we saw in the last movie.
Yeah. Like,
it was so hard seeing like those nuns, like they're supposed to be like Catholic. As a Catholic myself, like it's hard to see like them dressed up and doing something like in their habit and stuff, but dressed up as a nun and seeing like them doing terrible things, it's just heartbreaking and just like such a slap in the face.
Yeah, one other thing that they kind of brought over was this new idea of marriages. And like in the older, the more native tribes to the area, it was more of a like you would exchange your bride for a dowry, which is like a price, or it would be for like peace, or you would try to get resources from another tribe, or it could just be unite like two different tribes. There was never really room for love marriage until the Christians introduced it, and then it became a lot more like involved with God, and your father was giving you away, as opposed to the prayers and blessings that they received prior, which were a lot more like prayers from to provoke protection from their ancestors, which I think is kind of different than how we view marriage in the States, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like Tana, like they literally took mushrooms together just to kill themselves because they weren't allowed to be married because of love. They were going to be exchanged like to another tribe, and so they literally put their lives on the line for that.
I wouldn't, but that's theirs. That I don't know.
I mean, I guess they just had nothing else. Like,
no,
it did prove a point to their own tribe, and it did change some laws, which it's unfortunate that you have to die in order for change to happen.
Yeah.
Like, could we not, like, figure this out, like, more strategically?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like, in a way, if the, like, Christian missionaries, like, kind of, I don't even know how to say it, but like helped educate these people, but not try to like take what they already know, but just like inform them. Like, you tell us like some about your culture, like mortuary feasting, for instance, like giving them knowledge about that and not eating each other, or with clothing, like, hey, you do need to dress up. Like, we don't do this over in America, but you know, you are on an island and these people are used to learning these things a certain way. So like, if your family's been taught this for 300 years, like, when do we think that this is going to change? Like, it's probably the same thing over here with us, but just in a different form.
Right.
That makes me wonder, though, do you think, like, Polynesia was that same way with marriage? Because when they showed, like, Polynesia, they just were so much more loving. They had genuine love for each other. And it wasn't just, like, a, you know, kind of a tribe that was, like, kind of, like, savages. And, like, they were just kind of trying to survive. But I didn't really see much love, except for, like, between, like, the siblings and stuff. Right. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, I wonder if their marriage was different because of their relationship with the tribe and, like, with each other.
Yeah.
I mean, it must have been.
Yeah.
I think it was more family-based than tribe over there because, like, y'all mentioned, like, Melanesia and, like, stuff like that. They're more tribe-based. But over in Polynesia, like, that's when, like, women over there are more favored. Like, so it kind of makes sense to me, like, on why families would be more loving, because why would we have a mother who's like hates the dad? Like, that doesn't make sense.
Right.
It makes sense over in Melanesia, but in Polynesia, where like I feel like they're like more industrialized, and I put quotes around that, because even though the Christian missionaries came over to Melanesia, like they
not
weren't as advanced,
it.
Right? They weren't as advanced as Polynesia. Like, they knew a bit more than people in Melanesia.
Not even that, but they didn't even, like, take all their advice, too. Like, some people just wanted to, like, stay in their ways, and they did not want to listen to no Christian missionaries telling them how to live their life.
Like the movie Whale Rider, I think of, where the grandfather was so adamant about his teachings and would not let his granddaughter looked up to him so much and admired what he did, and she just wanted to be a part of it, and she couldn't truly because she was just a girl, and she lived with that guilt through the rest of her life of that, you know, everybody wanted or preferred to have a boy child. And he just still was so adamant about it, she almost risked her life for these teachings, and I think that was a big, like, eye-opening thing to her grandpa.
Yeah. Speaking of the Polynesian culture, do you see how, like, many tattoos they had in the movie? Like,
I thought
everybody was tattooed. And something that I was looking into is what the tattoos actually mean in Polynesian culture. And typically, they indicate like a hierarchical status, or as well as sexual maturity in both male and female. And they also kind of like pass down lineage through tattoos. It It's kind of like your genealogy. And shows kind of like your rank in society, which is a lot different than how tattoos are viewed in both Micro and Melanesia.
For sure.
Yeah. The Maori tattoos, like, it was an ancient art form. I'm pretty sure it was called Tomoko. The women got them on their lips and chin, but, like, the men got them on their chest. And it was believed that, like, every Maori woman wears a moko on the inside and it was close to their heart. But when they are ready, the tattoos artist simply just brings it out to the surface for everyone to see. It's considered a physical manifestation of their true identity, and it represents their leadership in their community and just recognizing their status and abilities. And also kind of touching on status, the female lines, like, in the Pacific Islands were, that was passed down was status, but the male line that was passed down was political power. But in Polynesia, that kind of changed to where the female line got sort of that political power, kind of touching on all three of those.
The difference, the difference that the Micronesians viewed tattooing, it was that it would kind of like begin with the chief and their wife, and that would kind of like expand to the common people. Another cool thing that we didn't touch on in class, I didn't hear, but they used tattoos to cover their face wrinkles as like it's kind of like their beauty, like you know, makeup, I guess.
Let's get tatted up in my forehead.
Apparently their designs were like made as an offering to the gods. Like the tattoo artist was like making an offering. And traditionally, it would be placed on a men's chest or their back or their arms or somewhere to show kind of like a physical dominance.
Yeah, like in Moana, like Maui. Yeah, he had all his tattoos on the front, all the back, and he was like moving.
Explained to them like they were like accomplishments that he had succeeded. And I mean, that was, that's a big movie, and that was portrayed in that. So it's a huge deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something I want to touch on is the queens and kings. The only one that still has a, what is it?
Like the throne is
a monarchy. There's only one island left, which, I mean, is crazy. But I think of Queen Liliuokalani. She's definitely the most prominent.
She was the Hawaiian one, right?
Yeah. For sure. And she was overthrown by men and the Europeans, which is just a big slap in the face again.
They were just haters. Yeah. She probably could do everything better. That's why.
The irritating part is, isn't it now a man who's in control of, like, you know what I mean? Like, interesting. I don't know, but I'm saying he is old and Caucasian. I'm pretty sure. But... to be fair, I don't know. Like, the whole situation is so weird because if you don't want a woman, just say that. Like, Brynn mentioned, like, women, like, oh my gosh, where do I even start? We just had Women's Month. Like, if she was doing good and then y'all just threaten her and be like, oh, you gotta leave. Where is her reinforces where people are going to be like, hey, we're going to help you, or like, I don't know. And then it's kind of like, why couldn't we have a scenario of like, as a woman, why can't we just do that to the man in Polynesia?
And also, like, why even put her in the there in the first place if you're just going to overthrow her? Right. Like,
because I feel like if it would have been a scenario, if she died and her brother didn't die, her brother would probably, or their bloodline would still be.
Do you know how long she was in power for? Was it like a long time, or was it just kind of like?
She's pretty old.
I know she's old.
Wasn't it that's like King Kamehameha or whatever?
Took
over? Kamehameha?
Brother?
Something like that. I know there was a lot of Hamaha.
But definitely their physical features were also like, it was just like men and women, they were physically different at that time. Like the men were stronger, so she could have seen them as like, she could have seen men as a threat, like physically, because they were the ones that fought in the wars at that time. They were the ones that went out and hunted. The women were the ones that, you know, stayed home. And I think that was a very brave thing of her to do, to be able to rule the throne.
Yeah. Speaking of the men being warriors, one thing that we didn't really touch on was the haka dance.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's kind of cool that they kind of, it kind of was a way to unify all the Pacific Islands in the World Wars and everything. Because we saw the video in class where they performed it. I don't know if that was like 100% accurate of what happened or not, but they performed it and they like stopped the fighting for everything just so they could show their tradition off.
And you know what? In that video, there was only men.
Oh,
there was only men doing that dance.
Good point.
There was only men. But there was another video, right?
Yeah, there was another video where it was actually like a wedding. I know we saw this in class too, but eventually, like you would look around and there were women also doing the haka, which was kind of cool to see. I guess that's just how it like evolves now. It's a little more progressive.
Yeah, so. I feel like the future is bright. Like there can definitely be change and something to look forward to. Like we can leave the bad in the past.
I think it was also like super cool that the haka like was done by the Polynesian ladies or Pacific Islander ladies' husband. Like her husband and some of their family members.
To the,
Other family members also did it. And I think that's super cool because it's something that's so important to them. And like to be able to do that in front of all of these people and to just be respected while doing it is really cool.
The future's bright.
Well, that's all.
All right, guys.
Nice talking with y'all.
I'll go get it.
Not gonna do, period.
Yeah.